I'm misufik if the Milat Espeda should have focused possibly on Protim. I'm ashamed that most of the Olim here did not know Rebbe Fol well. It's been a few years since he was Bekoichoy Metokfoy. I'm ashamed that most of the Olim here probably didn't know him, didn't see him. And before knowing a little bit about his Godless and Torah and Asmoda and Hekif and everything would be an appropriate first start. On the other hand, it would be reducing it to much less than the person was, and we'll try to speak more about a sweeping inyan, something that was miyuchid in the entirety of the person, and maybe we'll be able to take away something and learn something about it. The Gemara says in Tainis, the Gemara says there are two daggers of tzaddikim. Omer Nachum by Yitzchok, Afani Oimer, Loi Hakol Oir V'Loi Hakol L'Simcha. There are two milas of tzaddikim. There are tzaddikim that are zeichet to Oir, and tzaddikim that are zeichet to Simcha. Tzadikim la'oira, v'yesharim la'simcha. Tzadikim zeichet to'oira, and that's their darga, and yesharim zeichet to'simcha. Dechsiv or zeru la'tzadik, v'yesharim simcha, dechsiv v'yeshleif simcha. So, Rashi and Rabbeinu Gershom, they all learn that the darga of yeshleif is higher than a tzadik, that the Gemara, which is the pashas of the Gemara, that it's going in darga, it's going up, it's malam b'kodesh, and a tzaddik is a darga of orzerua, and the yishalev is simcha. So try a little bit to understand the distinction between tzaddik and yosha, the difference between or and simcha, and it's something that it's a deher in what shleimus ha'adam is. The Keren Oyer over here says, even though it says Simchu Tzadikim Bashem, so it also means that Tzadikim have a darga of Simcha, but he says it's only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, it's not straight out when they do the mitzvah. It's something that takes another step for them to be Zeichet Simcha as well. So I'm going to try to learn up the difference between Yishalev and Simcha and Tzadikim and Oira. The Malbim says, and the Goyin says it also, the Goyin and Mishle, and the Malbim says it in Mishle, the following havchana between a Tzadik and a Yishalev. The Malbim says, a Tzadik is somebody who does things because they're right. It's not something that bedafka resonates with the person. It's not something that the person, it comes instinctively to the person, but it's something that he does because he knows he's supposed to do it. It's a halacha, it's a din, and he knows he's supposed to do it. He's kaif himself to do it. A yoshalev is someone that his own netiya is already at the point, or lechatchil at the point, where he is noite to toiv, and he goes with it because it flows with his own mahalach. The Malbim adds, and the Goyin says this in the Kudah as well, that Yishrelev depends on a perception. In other words, it's a midah of a person's seichel, of his bina, of his das. The person is toifis, it's right as right, and therefore the person does what he's supposed to do because that's his mindset. That's how he understands. A tzaddik, he's worked on his maisim, but lav dafka that his understanding or his seichel is there, and b'meila it goes against the grain of what he is, who he is, and it comes with a struggle. So both the Malbim and the Goyin going a little more bermiza when he speaks about it, le'umas, other inyanim, but they all say that the difference is a yosher is somebody that bepnimius is sholem with what's right, and a tzaddik is someone that does what's right, but he's not sholem with it, and it depends a lot on the person's, where the person's das is, where the person's tfisa is. If his tfisa is not there, then he does it because he's machriach himself. If his tfisa and his havana and his seichel are there, then he does it because he does it. That's him. That's what he's supposed to do. Where does the midah of yishrus leiv come from? In other words, fine, this is hagdara of a difference, a distinction between dargis. A person, we would think that a person, tzidkus requires one darg of avoida, and yashrus alev requires more avoida. But where does it come from? In other words, what is it that a person brings out in yashrus alev? He's doing what's right, he's 100% medaktik in mitzvahs, everything is perfect. So now he also wants to do it. So what? What's the maila of the person who wants to do it? So let's learn up a pasuk, and it'll give us a havana in what the side of Yashus is, and Yashus Halev specifically. It's a pasuk in Koheles. And it says like this, Levad re'eze motzos yasha osa lekimes adam yasha, v'heima bikshu cheshbonis rabbi. So Shlomo HaMelech says he's oimid on a certain kilkel in the Bria that he thinks is an extraordinary kilkel in the Bria, and that's the difference between osa lekimes adam yasha to heima bikshu cheshbonis rabbi. Rashi says, "Asher Hakadosh Baruch Hu Asa Adam Rishon Yasha, veHema kishenizdab b'leichav ve'ishta v'nasu shnayim v'nikrim Hema bikshu cheshbonis rabbim." So the pashta pshat in the pasuk seems to be the way Rashi learns that it's Chava's fault. So it's not, the issue is not that they became Hema. It's a very nice roundabout way of saying, you know, they once he took Chava, they became Hamath, she was Mesis him, and so on. That's not the Pshat in the Pasuk. The Medrash says over here, Asher Osa Elokim Es Adam Yasha, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that he would be Ke'achas Mimenu, means like Malachi Asharis. There's a Hadgosha on the word Echad. What it means is like this. Whenever you take something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Bria Yeshara because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, and everything falls along one Kavana. Everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu does has one Tachlis, and it's one. And that's Yashrus. Adam was given a Ke'echad Mimenu. Malachim a yosher, ragreim regel yishara, because each malach has only one tafkid, so he's be'etzem a yosher. Adam, be'isoidei, was given yashrus, but there are also forces that pull and push in different directions. Imagine a person sees a straight road, and a car is going on a road. The car is straight. The road is straight. And the car begins to veer. So you understand that mitzad the road and mitzad the car, it should be going straight. But there's a wind blowing. Somebody's pushing something. Somebody's distracted and he's looking over here. And he's part of him is being pulled over here, and the car gets pulled over here. Whenever I have something with one mechuvin, then it's yosher. And it's not diverting, it's not diverging, it's going straight. The minute you push or pull, the minute you introduce another factor into it, it begins to become, it begins to bend, to turn, to twist, and so on. Adam mitzad his bria is ke'echad mimenu. Adam mitzad his bria, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him yosher. Adam mitzad his bria could go through life straight, and his atzmistic netiyah for what he is to go yosher. HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gave him a b'china of heima. There are other forces on him, whether it's Yetzer Hara, whether it's other inyanim, and each one pulls and pushes the person, and b'meila the person's path starts taking twists and turns. The twists and the turns are a pshara between his inner yashrus and the different forces that pull and push a person. So when we talk about a person being a yosher leiv or a yosher, we're talking about a person coming back to the metzias that's him, who he is. It seems unnatural for us because we're so used to twisting and turning and sort of thing and compromising and making do that that seems to be yosher for us. Reb Nachum Mendel Mishklov is one of the Goyim's big Talmidim, says in a place that the Gemara in Tainis says there's a tzaddik kofuf and there's a tzaddik poshet. A tzaddik, he says, before the chet of Adam HaRishon, the real tzur of the bria was tzaddik poshet. If Adam did what he is and what he's supposed to do, that was straight. After the chet, like the Rambam says, the person needs to twist and turn to avoid obstacles. So by the ever the tzarikofov becomes the better tzura, the tzura that's more suitable. But mitzad the ikabriya tzarik pash is more suitable. The Rambam, when he speaks about avodas hamidus, the Rambam calls it hilchas deis. And the Rambam speaks about, the Rambam says, Haderech Hayeshara, he mida beininis, Shebechol Deya Vedeya, Mekol Da Sheish La Adam. Vuadeya, Shirechoyka Mishne Aktsovois, Richu Shava, Vena Kreva Loilaze Veloilaze. Now, Pashtus, I guess the way we normally think the Rambam, we're born with all sorts of midas and inyanim, and there's a certain mufcher dekamida which would be to do this derech beininis and mumutzas and so on and so forth. Be'emes, it's the other way around. We're not, the Rambam, the matara of this avoida is not to build up something, it's to take away something. In other words, we are Yesharim. And if a person lifnei achet, Adam lifnei achet, in the b'china of alekim asas Adam yosha, that would be the normal activity. But we're pulled and pushed by Yitzharim. And that's why we have, the Rambam says, v'hiadeya shirichoyko mishnei aktsoveis richuk shava, v'ina krevel ezevzu. I'm supposed to act normally. Gaiva pulls over here, Shiflis pulls over there, and my behavior swings from Ktsay to Ktsay because the Ktsavis are pulling on me. The Rambam said the Avoida of Yashrus, the Avoida of Midas, is that a person return to the Drachim Yesharim and to stay away from the pull of the Ktsavis. The ktsavos are what pull at us in different directions, and b'meila, they twist and turn us, and they destroy our tzuras adam. The mitzvah of this finding a derech yeshara is called lidames yidrachav. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad, and b'meila, it's kula yasha, and we, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu asas adam yasha, and we started being echad like HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'meila with yasharim, and the vehema of life distorted us, pulled us in this katzei, in that katzei, in the other katzei, and twisted us out of shape. And the mitzvah and the chiyuv of the avoida of derech yishara is that a person stay away from ktzavis, and that a person find himself back to who he is and what he is. The dmus of Rebbe Fol, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was yashrus. It was yashrus in every single aspect of life, because yashrus doesn't know bits and pieces. By definition, wherever there's a distortion, wherever there's something that's perverting the tzuras adam, then it's not yasha. There was somebody, they told him once, the Brisker Rav, something that somebody said, and the Rav was very dismayed, and he didn't want to hear from that person anymore. And someone asked the Rav, everyone can make a mistake. So he said, mistakes, yes. Aber in kin gleiche Sache nicht talk in Krummkeit. As is krumm, it is nicht gleich, was macht nicht das wieviel krumm. If something straight is 100% or it's not straight. So a chisaron, you can tolerate in a person. If it's understood as a chisaron, the person's lacking in something. Okay? Everyone's lacking something. But if something is twisted in a person, and the person himself is not imid on the fact that it's twisted, then the person's crooked. And it doesn't make a difference if you found it in one place or two places or five places. If it's in one place, everything will be like that. Rebbe Fol was straight in everything, in learning. You couldn't say something to him that didn't make sense. Sratani Maske, I was young bacher like everyone else at some point, and we'd hear Reb Nachum Shurim. Reb Nachum Shurim were extremely, some of them were extremely fine and able. And as bacher, we anticipated that we thought that we understood it, and we'd say it over and this and that. And I remember quite a few times talking to him. He wasn't in yeshiva yet at the time, but he would come occasionally. It was Sheikh Lollies later also. I'd speak to him sometimes, and he'd pin you down. Don't make with your finger. Don't ray. Do you know what you're talking about? He couldn't understand that a person would say something that he doesn't really know what he's talking about. It was something that he just couldn't fathom it. It was true in his hanhagas with people. It was always straightforward, down to earth, pashtus. He was Sadik Pashit. It was true Nashkafa. He once, I remember, was some sort of Chabur, some sort of somebody, there was a Hatzof or a Chizuk, somebody was Maflik Bidvarim. He, in a from way, a hand, and he pinned him down and he said, what are you talking about? Why do you just say words? What are you talking about? It was something, it's like whenever you put something crooked next to something straight, the crookedness stands out, because if you don't have anything to measure up against, you don't have a level. So okay, you know, it's bent a little bit here, a little bit there. But when you put it against something that's straight, there's no way for you to avoid seeing that it's krum. When you spoke to him in Eitzes, everything that you spoke to him, he was straight on mark, because that was his metzias. He didn't, if, to approach something with a twist and a turn and a dray and a this and that, it was something that was sonu nafshe. People are not besimcha because they face internal inconsistencies, internal steers in themselves. When you have dark pockets where you know that you're not right, and what you're doing is not right, and you're answering to yourself, not answering to yourself, and maybe, maybe not, it wears you down. Well, Yishalev Simcha, Refor was an upbeat person, a very, very, I'm going to use this, unfortunately the word Simcha has become distorted, it means dancing up and down like a Meshugana. Simcha was, the person of Simcha Sachayim, it was positive, it was pleasant, because he didn't live with steers. A tzaddik lives with a certain internal steerer. He doesn't feel like doing it, but he's doing it. So, because they have oira, they see that it's right, and b'meila, they're happy with it. It says, I think Sazem, it says, tzaddikim yiru v'yismachu, v'yisharam yaloizu. Tzaddikim see that it's right. Once they see the results of it, they're happy because the result is right. A yosher dances because that's what he is. That's what his metzias is. He saw the world through straight lenses, and never fooled himself, never fooled anyone else. And that straightness and that yashus alev was gave a demus adam that carried in itself a tremendous chayim, because that's what a person is supposed to look like. That pasht, there never were ears to him. There never was anything to him, no pretense, no contrivance, no affectation, nothing, no sheker in his words. Never said things for effect, because it's supposed to sound good, because people want to hear it, because anything like that. He and his maisim and everything drew from the same yashrus. Because a yosher is a yosher through and through, the entire kaima. There's a description of it in another way. And this is a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Klal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu are mishtabeach each with each other about their milas and about the chain that they have in the yoifi. And first HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishtabeach Klal Yisrael. Then Klal Yisrael pursues HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Nister and Elam, and they get hit. Mitzuni Hashemri, Masayvim and Seir. And Klal Yisrael, the Shulamis, says to them, Hishbati Yashem B'nois Yerushalayim Im Timtzu Astoidim Ategidu Loi Shecholas Ava Ani. The Klal Yisrael's Mashbir Du Masayilam, that the only one they want to be Dovakin is an HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Mizraim are surprised, they're puzzled. They have what to offer. It's very, very difficult. There's a lot of Mesiras Nefesh to wear for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they ask him, Madoidech Midoide Yofi Benoshim, Madoidech Shekochish Batonu. Madoidech Midoide Shekochish Batonu. And there's a whole list of Milas. Kavi Yochav HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas and Anhagis. Goes through in the Seder Ke'ilu Milamal Lamata. It starts with Doyle Tzach Odom, Roishi Kesem Paz, Kvitzoysov, Einov, Lechoyov. It goes from top to bottom. And these are all descriptions of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Anhagis, Letoyev to Klal Yisrael. The last Pasik is Chikoy Mam Takim, Vikuloy Machmadim, said Doyle Zerb Meshashlein. Why are we chazing over again? It's out of order. The beginning starts with the whole person, and then goes on to Pratim. Why is it now again a Chazar? So I think because there are two Shailas here. Umas Oilam see Klal Yisrael is Dovek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the first question is, what did you find in HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But second question is, why is it inseparable? somebody can be Matzia Shidduch, it sounds good, very, very nice, mindless, but you won't find Kemar Hechetimtzah where somebody's Matzia Shidduch, and you say, I'll never think of anything else but this. Madoidech, Midoy Rayofa Benoshim. One question is, who is this? Who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the second question is, Madoidech Midoy Chekochesh Batonu. And no matter what you'll tell me about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yichud, why is it that it's inseparable? So Klal Yisrael answers on the first inyanim, Madoidech, a description of Anhagas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now there's an answer to the second question. Chikoy mamtakim v'kuloy machmadim. Zedoydez v'eb noy sushulayim. Yes, I've given over piece by piece. Each and every one of these are important on Haggis. Roisha kesem posku, tzatzav taltalam shkheiris, eino v'chulu v'chulu. But each one is a prat. And when you want to talk about milus, you talk about pratim. But when we want to talk about inseparable, about being dovuk in a way that it's that you can't leave, you need to ask yourself, b'chol zeis, what's different? And that Klal Yisrael says, there are pratim, and we can learn the pratim. But there's a klolius of a person, kaviyachol referring, and the klolius is referred to chikoy mamtakim v'kuloy machmadim. Chikoy mamtakim, the cheich, is the organ in a person that has tam. The taste is in the cheich of a person, the palate of a person. And whenever you want to say that the person himself is molei tam, you talk about his cheik. In other words, ki'ilu, the tam that he puts into things. Chikoy mamtakim is not just a mila. A person speaks well. He has a nice way with words. He has good mishalim. He has nice pshatim. Chikoy mamtakim means that the words are full of tam, that the teichin and the chutz, there's no gap between the two. A person sometimes takes a big fruit or something, and the taste is diluted. So it's, yes, it's five times as big as a small fruit, but its taste is one-fifth. People whose chitzonius are bigger than the pnimius lose time. The person said he spoke for an hour. It could have been there's not that much time in it. But chikoy mamtakim, the doids, this person that I'm dovuk to, this being, this entity that I'm dovuk to, is kuli tam. There's no gap between chutz and pnim. No matter where you squeeze in Torah, you get tam out of it. The kuli machmadim, the whole tzuras adam together, adds up to something that's desirable. It's very hard. B'derech klal, a person with the sheer kaima of Rabbi Fall, first of all, we'd be calling him a goyan, a Rabbi Fall. I would speak about him in terms of, we would speak about him in terms of what we're missing. We'd speak with him with a certain level of yira, a certain level of chashivas, and what we had, and what we're missing, and so on. That's a teva adam, somebody who's was a mas menotzim, a goyna, everything that was needed to. And I think of everyone that knew him. The cheshek is not to speak about the milas, about the roishay and the einov and all that. It's the chikoy mamtakim v'kulei machmadim. It was so pleasant to be with him. It was so invigorating. You felt emistic. you felt liked, and you liked. He was kuli chen and chemed, kuli tam. Everything about him, whether it was in learning and he could be sharp, but it made sense. You ever said anything that didn't make sense, that didn't have the force of the passion of emes behind it? Treated people so much chen, countless of stories, and the fact that it wasn't a stira, somebody was shakur learning and a tremendous masmid, and yet anyone in his presence was taken by him, by the smile, by the pleasantness, by the pashtas, by all of it. At the shiva, I was one of the older cousins, the granddaughter of Rabbi Lezer Lasalf, was telling over that Rabbi Fall was the chaviv by Rabbi Lezer Yudel from the grandchildren, and she said we all were a little jealous. He had a special maimon of chavivus, and certainly had to do with the learning. Rabbi Lezer Yudel, that was the mahus, but the mir also had a stamp of what does the tzur of the person look like b'kol yusei. What's the entirety of a person? And that was Tzadik Pashit, Yishus Alev, Chikoy Mamtakim, and Kulei Machmadim, was the Tzuris Adam that the Mir lived. They didn't talk about it so much as everything was Pashtus. I once heard someone, sometimes you see a gap in Havana, that when Rabbi Fall became a Shashiva, the person made with his nose, he said, he doesn't have enough shtats. He doesn't know how to prav a Shashiva well enough to be a Shashiva. He didn't learn in the mirror, that person, I assure you. It was the chain of the pashtus of the yashrus. A word meant 100% of what it meant. And it was said thoughtfully, and where it had to be said, and how it had to be said. Then was the Kremis Adam of Rabbi Fall. Is Rabbi Fall? That's the way everyone knows him. It almost feels mechanical to put a title on him. And maybe in a door when there's so many people, have so many milas, but someone who had that unique Tzuras Adam, that was what the Mir produced. Maybe that's more important even, that we should be Mala. That's the current of that Tzuras Adam. When the Doid finishes and she explains why it is that what she saw in her Doid Nerea and why it is that Shekachish Batoni, that I find being inseparable, when she explains it, they turn to her and they say, Ona holach doideich hayofa banashim, Ona pona doideich mvakshena imach. It's maybe me'or, if a person can sing the song in the right way, maybe it's me'or cheshik in people to look for that doid. And while Rabbi Fall is not here anymore, and we don't have a tzur of a person like that, but at least we know there was a person. There was a person that was called Kuli Natur and Taira, and called Kuloi involved in learning and in steiging, and called Kuloi warm and friendly. No, he didn't prava Nivis, he didn't prava Gaiva, he didn't prava. The Rambam's Tzuras Adam, that some a whiff of the Tzadik Pashit, of the Drachim Yesharim V'Toivim, of the Tzuras Adam that was before the Chait, well, Kim Asas Adam Yasha, some reflection of that we had in the being of Rebbe Fall's Zichrono Livracha. And may it arouse in us a chipus and a bikush for the milas that he had, and the long list of milas, the learning, the hasmada, the hekev of his knowledge, the care, the sensitivity, everything. But let it awaken in us a tshuka to be mevakish the tzuras Adam that was the product of this base medrash, the etzim, the tzuras Adam of yashris and pashtis, of chikich mamtakim and kulei machmadim.